is Ed for Mike Mobile.
How you doing? Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
So good a day this would have been to crawl right back underneath the comforter and snuggle down for a good day's sleep.
None of that for us. No, no, no. Anyway, yeah, rolling here. Just came through Dacusville and heading over to Fires Bridge Road, bringing me in. I was amazed when I put it in the GPS this morning. It's actually the hospital's 5 miles closer than my my house in northern Greenville by Furman. So going the back roads, actually, it's a shorter time. So I'm going to probably be looking for some place to get a coffee or something.
I'm hoping, well, at the hospital, I'm sure they've got coffee around there somewhere. I brought my cup. I'm going to have to stop and grab a biscuit or something, or my, you know me, I'm a growing boy. I'll be screaming for food come lunchtime.
I'll probably get there about 20 minutes early, so I may reconnoiter and find out where the cafeteria is, et cetera. So that's what I might do.
I'm going to run a little bit over on chapter 5. And I was stressing about that yesterday and last night, and I'm not going to. I'm just going to relax. All I can do is deliver the information, and hopefully they'll be motivated enough to do some studying, and hopefully we can get some kind of percentage when it comes to pass-fail rate here. But if we need to split it up, I'd rather do all of 5. That way they can go home and study it. But I'm kind of wondering how we're going to be doing on time.
Until we see, and yeah, I planned to split chapter 5. That was in the plan. But if you can get it all done, whatever, that works. But yeah, we just have to see. This is an experiment all the way around, and we'll see how it goes.
I will have no problem with 2 or 7 or 9, but 5 was quite a bit of information trying to condense down to 1 hour.
Well, and we'll see how I go on my sections. I really, some I deleted, some I left the same, some I added even a little, so to try to clarify. we'll just have to see.
Well, 2's going to go quick. I've got it condensed down fairly well, so that'll give us some spare time today to play with.
My original schedule, I had for chapter 3, I had sections 1, 2, 3, and 4. But when I went to look, wait a minute, there is no 4. So we dropped that one out, so that's good.
Chapter 3, I don't recall. I should have gone through it also, but I think 3 is going to be, isn't it your biggest chapter today?
Yeah, with the electricity and Ohm's Law, et cetera, et cetera.
They're trying to come in there? KZ4 and Mobile.
Good morning. This is hello, AEC4Q Mobile.
Hey, Bill, where are you off motoring to this morning?
Rainbow Lake Middle School.
Or Echo Echo Yankee.
Good morning. How you doing? Yeah, we're just heading that way. They have fun with the keys.
I think I got it. Microphone? Because it sounds terrible.
Oh, it does? That's interesting. This is the new MSJ that I got. You like the other one better, huh? The old MSJ?
Something because I didn't know if I had the heart to tell him or not. Yeah, Phil, you're almost inaudible.
Lovely. What is it? Too loud? Blurry? What?
A couple socks over the top of the microphone. It's really muddled. Very poor frequency response. Not good.
Okay. I put this in last night. Oh,
man. Believe it or not, I was waiting for Gary to translate what the field was saying because I couldn't make it out.
Thanks for telling me. I know somebody would, but better sooner than later.
Clear as a bell and have no problem, but this morning I thought, whoa, what's going on? And I was having a hard time. I'm having to listen into the audio to try to figure out what you're saying. So, but I got most of it, so, yeah. Oh, well, I would send that one back.
I might have seen that one in the car, Rich. I don't know. Out in the house, I think it is. So I'll just drop out and put the other one on back tomorrow. So, good morning, and we all carry on.
Hey there, Bill. Get that thing swapped back out so we can understand you. Oh, man. Well, Gary, have you got any plans about lunch today?
I'm just kind of maybe waiting for their suggestions. There are no specific lunch plans for the group, so we're kind of on our own. I brought some cheese crackers and an apple, if worse comes to worse.
Now, you see where my priorities lie. I've already talked about breakfast, and now I'm already into lunch.
Not a mental energy to keep going here, so, yeah, I understand completely.
One, I would way rather be exhausted from physical labor than mental labor. it drains me.
Here you go, and I'm going to concentrate here. I'm on St. Forest Bridge Road here, and traffic is busy. So let me say 73, and we'll look for you in a little bit. KC4M, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
73, see you in a bit. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, Kilo Zulu 4, Mike. Clear and listening. Hey, Mr. Kevin, how are you today? Kilo Z4, Mike. I could, but it's not going to do me any good. Ain't nobody going to listen.
Dang. So, what's gear you got going on this morning? I heard him saying something about you headed somewhere.
We're headed to St. Francis Hospital downtown to endeavor in a new adventure. It's our first ever condensed class into 2 days. We're teaching the technician class in 2 days. I think we've got 10 or 12 that are going to be there today. So St. Francis is even buying them handhelds for taking it. So this could be interesting, to say the least. We meet at St. Francis now in their conference room, and they have been really, really good to us and very interested in Aries and the operation of ham radio. And they contacted Robert Webster, and who's over our Aries group, and asked him about it, and he's like, oh, okay, get in touch with Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm slumping down in the chair. Not for no two-day class. Hoping that it really piques their interest, and hopefully we can get some new hams and also get interest stoked a little bit more and maybe end up with a couple of general or extras out of this. It would be nice. I can get you some information on that. You can either get up with me or get up with WR8RW, get that information, we'd love to have you. Right now, I think, you know, you have to be able to pass a background check to get into the hospital, anyway, to get your ID. And you have to be a general and basically be willing to go through the ISO courses. There are some requirements, but we'll get you there along the way. Coming in fairly clear, and you got a lot of white noise in the background. Almost sounds like you're going down 85 with the window down.
This microphone, man, is awful hot. I don't know. I mean, I got the mic sitting down here in my lap, but I don't know. It picks up everything in the truck. I mean, it's, we've been made to turn the, you got to take the bottom of the radio off, go in and turn one of the dials down for the microphone to get it to not be as hot as it is. We just hadn't had time to tear into it, me and my buddy. Maybe this weekend we'll tear into it and see if I can get this thing turned down to where it don't pick up everything.
Well, I recall hearing you talk about that a couple of days ago. You were talking about how hot your mic was, and you had moved it away from your mouth all the way to your lap, and it was, you were still having trouble, but hopefully you can get that wrapped up. You are legible. I can understand what you're saying fairly easy. I just want to let you know that there was a lot of white noise in the background.
We're pretty quiet right now, right?
A lot of white noise to a low rumble.
Really, it's not too tied up into it.
Well, that that's just something else on my agenda. I met up with James, K0FE, and we sat down and did a video on everything we did last month, just to put it up on YouTube. So I got quite a bit of time I'm gonna have to put into editing this video before I can post it. James has got some really, really neat ideas of what we're going to do with those Arduino kits. One of the things is we're going to be building a Morse code keyer and decoder out of that little Arduino kit. I think that's going to be extremely interesting. The classes that were put on by Melvin Robinson in Greer that coincided with our, I don't remember what classes we were teaching. I think we taught all three of them while he was doing the CW class. But he did a really, really good job. And if you want to get immersed, I think he's going to be teaching another one come this fall. I'll have to wait and see if we can bribe him into doing another one this fall or not. But he does a really, really good job if you're interested. And even if you've started, he will immerse you into it. I recommend, even if you've already learned it off the internet, I recommend taking it if you can. Just let me know, and I will try to pass along the word that you might be interested. That is a CW class, and also if you go to Whiskey 4 Echo Yankees YouTube, we have videos of his classes from last year, of Melvin's CW class.
Yeah, I might pull it up and check it out. Last month, but I think she ended up doing it on the 9th. really worked in between of what we was shooting for. It's supposed to be earlier than that, but she ended up doing it on the night. She got in there a little bit earlier, or a little bit later, but a little bit earlier than the second appointment. So, I'm hoping by this weekend she's doing a little bit better. So, if she is, I'll definitely be trying to take that general class when it comes up this time.
He has a speedy recovery. It's kind of funny how things work out that way. I don't care if you're planning ham radio, rebuilding a motor in your car, wanting to take a class. It's kind of funny how life always gets in the way.
I went down to Greenwood, and people on Tech Home College down there when the ham fest was down there, took it down there. I think I got 16 or 17 right,
and I got 13
or 14 wrong or something like that. Considering I only studied it for like 3 days, I mean, that wasn't too bad.
Yes, and also keep in mind that after you take the test, you get your ticket. We will be doing a general class, maybe, depending on the interest in the fall. And even though you've got your ticket, you're still welcome to come and sit through the class. This rain will hold off until maybe this evening or something, but I'll say 73 and have a good day, and we'll catch you a little bit later. KN4UBG, Kilo Z4 Mike, I'll be clear and listening.